Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. This installment of the Key Concept series focuses on explaining crypto decentralization and the challenge of achieving it. While decentralization can be a very nuanced reality across a wide range of important metrics, this discussion will dwell on a high-level explanation of the term that's generally used in the crypto space. It is certainly one of the key components to understanding the appeal and potential of blockchain. When a cryptocurrency is described as decentralized, the core of that claim is that it has no single point of failure and no overarching authority. There is no controlling entity, no headquarters, no management team, no single set of servers or data repository, and no permission is required in order to use that crypto in any way an individual or business might choose. It is live in the wild and free, at once accessible and unassailable. You cannot shut down a distributed network precisely because it is very widely dispersed and easily propagated. On paper, a decentralized network has obvious appeal. It is robust and inherently democratizing. Each participant in a decentralized network has the same set of rights as every other user of that system, and access to the network is permissionless. If you want to use it, you can. There's no one to ask, and critically, no individual with the power to deny you. However, key to understanding decentralization in terms of crypto is an awareness of how incredibly difficult it is to achieve. Talk is cheap. The moniker of decentralized on the vast majority of blockchain projects is just that, a title, smoke and mirrors intended to gloss over a centralized reality. At best, most crypto projects exhibit only one or two qualities of decentralization. They may be open sourced, or the network may be secured by thousands of distributed nodes. However, the vast majority of these projects are subject to points of failure. For example, there is a founder or founders who control development, or there is a small team of active developers who in reality drive the project, without whom it would die. Perhaps the supply is controlled by a small number of individuals who effectively own the system, or network validators are centrally appointed. To date, in reality, only a veneer of decentralization is achieved by the vast majority of projects. The primary example of a decentralized crypto in practice is, of course, Bitcoin. There's no founder to target, no company, no centralized record keepers, permission to use is not required, supply is fixed, and though development can and does take place, it requires the acceptance of a majority of the distributed nodes for those proposals to actually be enacted on the main chain. However, even Bitcoin is an imperfect version of a decentralized network. Miners validate the currency's transactions. These miners tend to congregate into mining pools or groups for greater efficiency. The majority of these pools are located in China. This is a clear centralization of a key component of the network, creating a pinch point for Bitcoin should China enforce a ban or move to shut down these mining pools. Would this kill Bitcoin? Absolutely not. But it would adversely affect it in the short term as the network moved to rebalance its mining system. To recap, decentralization offers many advantages, but attaining such a state is incredibly challenging, and to date, very rarely achieved. Thanks for listening.